9 years after 26 people were shot and killed at Sandy Hook Elementary School, families of some of the victims have reached a settlement with the company that made the weapon. Connecticut Public Radio's Frankie Graciano has the details.
Attorneys for the family say gunmaker Remington's insurance companies will pay out $73 million as part of the settlement. Francine Wheeler's six-year-old son, Benjamin, was among the 26 people killed in the shooting. She stood with her husband, David.
Our legal system has given us some justice today, but David and I will never have true justice. True justice would be our 15-year-old healthy and standing next to us right now.
Their attorney, Joshua Koskov, spent time on the lethality of the gun during the news conference.
It's not a modern sporting rifle. It's not a family Swiss Army knife. It's a combat weapon.
To get ahead in the case, he had to argue against immunity for the gun maker. Koskov and his colleagues used a Connecticut law about unfair trade practices to say that Remington could be liable for the actions of the shooter. As a result of the settlement, the plaintiffs say documents collected during the discovery phase of the lawsuit will be made available to the public. Documents they believe show the gunmaker's culpability in the shooting. Koskov says Remington targeted the marketing of the gun used in the killings to young people.
A combat weapon was used not by a highly trained soldier, but by a deeply troubled kid.
Nicole Hockley's son, Dylan, was killed that day. She says the settlement is a message to entities like banks and insurance companies that support the gun industry that they too can be held accountable.
Which will save lives and stop more shootings.
Remington hasn't commented on the settlement, which still needs a judge's approval. For NPR News, I'm Frankie Graziano in Trumbull, Connecticut.